the members of cabinet did discuss and agree that they pass a vote of no confidence in the acting president, Dr. Guy Scott. First of all, they apologized to the people of Zambia for having placed or misplaced their trust in Honorable Dr. Guy Scott and put him as a acting president of the Republic of Zambia, that he has breached the trust of first the Patriotic Front as a party and the government of the Republic of Zambia, the people of Zambia, because it is evident that every move he takes, it is putting the risk, it's entailing a risk to the security and the peace of this nation.
Now, Dr. Katema,
he actually is fighting or provoking the people of Zambia by trying to frustrate at all costs the endeavors of the Patriotic Front to come up with their candidate who has been countrywide accepted, and that is what everybody is expecting in the country, but is hell-bent to frustrate this and wants to make sure that he frustrates the nomination of this one candidate for the Patriotic Front.
Now, Dr. Katema, was this vote unanimous? How many cabinet ministers were involved, and how soon do cabinet ministers expect the acting president to resign?
As a matter of fact, all the cabinet ministers who were present at the time were present at the cabinet meeting which he called in the morning, did endorse that vote of no confidence. Short of only five were not present, but all the cabinet ministers, 14, of course, minus himself, did vote unanimously.
Now, Dr. Katema, wouldn't this plunge the government into crisis, since the infighting or the alleged infighting in the Patriotic Front appear to have spilled over into government activities, in this case forcing the president or acting president to resign after ministers unanimously voted?
There is actually no infighting. If you look at it very closely, there's only one Guy Scott fighting his party, the Patriotic Front. He asked for a Congress. When the Patriotic Front requested to, the Central Committee of the Patriotic Front requested to cut on time and choose, using a provision of their constitution, to choose a candidate for themselves, and knowing that the whole Central Committee, almost the whole Central Committee, wanted Edgar Lungu, he blocked and said, no, we have to go for the convention. We can't remove, we can't invoke this section of the PF constitution. So everybody abided and went to the conference. He called for the conference himself unilaterally, and the Central Committee agreed, even if he breached the constitution by unilaterally calling for a Congress and setting the rules, when in fact it is the Central Committee who is supposed to set the rules. He did unilaterally, everybody abided, and went to the conference and called all the people from all the constituencies and districts of the country, the Patriotic Front delegates. They went and congregated. And he tried by all means to frustrate those people by not feeding them and keeping them in an unsanitary condition, and not addressing them or not even greeting them for three consecutive days. But the Patriotic Front members vowed not to leave that Lungu Shirok of authority without a candidate, without a president. That is when the chairperson of the Patriotic Front, Honorable Inonge Wina, who by our constitution is the convener of the Congress, of the National Congress, declared the presidency vacant as the constitution of the Patriotic Front. And these elections started.
When do cabinet ministers expect the acting president to resign, or who takes over from him?
That shall be advised by the lawyers. It will be advised. That is not the only thing that he has breached. At every corner, he tries to frustrate. He has even banned all the Patriotic Front cabinet members not to travel outside or inside the country. How does his party campaign if he has told no member of cabinet, member of cabinet minister or deputy ministers should go out of Lusaka?